You're listening to Science Friday on NPR News. Seems like the more we learn about the source of that salmonella-tainted peanut butter, the worse it just seems to get. This week, a former employee of the Peanut Corporation of America plant in Georgia told CBS that he saw, and I quote, a rat dry-roasted in the peanuts. Other former workers saw baby mice in peanut containers, cockroaches scurrying all around, all of this under a leaky roof. Why wasn't anything done about this plant? That's what we're all wondering, and including President Obama, who earlier this week said he wants to see a top-to-bottom review of the Food and Drug Administration, which is partially in charge of making sure our foods are not contaminated. In the meantime, Congressman Rosa DeLauro is pushing to break up the FDA to make an independent Food Safety Administration. But is a reorganization what the FDA needs? Or is it more funding? Is it a bigger staff? Or is it something else? My next guest just testified about all of this at a Senate hearing yesterday, and he's here with us to talk about what he said. Bill Hubbard is former Associate Commissioner for Policy and Planning at the FDA. He's also an advisor to the Alliance for a Stronger FDA, and he joins us from WUNC in Durham, North Carolina. Welcome to Science Friday.
Hello, Ara. How are you?
Hi there. What was the take-home message from your testimony to Congress yesterday?
Well, it was basically that we have taken apart the FDA's food safety program and lowered it to the point where it just simply cannot protect us. And also, I tried to point out that we have a food safety system at FDA that was created at the turn of the 20th century. And here we are in the 21st century, and we've not updated it, and we're not using modern scientific techniques to protect our food. We're relying on inspectors randomly going into a facility and looking around, which isn't the way to do it.
Now, we were talking about this with people my age the other day, that when I was a kid, or last 30, 40 years ago, I don't ever remember cases like we're seeing in these days of contamination of food.
That's a good point, Ara. You know, some of the so-called pathogens that are attacking food today weren't even known in nature in the past, such as E. coli 015787 that is so lethal. So in some ways, our food can be more dangerous than it was in the past.
Mm-hmm. And what about inspections of these places? Were they being inspected in greater frequency than they are today?
Yes, Ira. When I joined the FDA in the 1970s, there were about 70,000 food processors in the United States. And FDA inspected 35,000 times a year, which meant they got everywhere every other year. Today, there are 150,000, and FDA has the staff to only do about 7,000 inspections. So the workload has more than doubled, and the progress or the amount of inspections done is one-sixth of what we were doing back then. So the FDA program has been essentially taken apart.
Is the answer then to hire more inspectors?
Well, it's one of the answers. They certainly need more people. But as I said earlier, just walking into a facility every couple of years and looking around is not the way to assure safe food. Mm-hmm. There are techniques involving preventive controls.
Such
where
as?
Well, what you do basically is you identify the hazards in your food facility and you keep them from ever occurring. So in the case of peanut butter, for instance, you roast the peanuts hot enough to kill any bacteria that came from the farm. And then you keep the equipment clean enough to make sure no salmonella or other bacteria can grow. It's really not rocket science. It is science, but it's not that hard.
How often was the peanut equipment cleaned in this case?
Well, apparently not very often, and they had problems like leaky roofs and leaky air conditioning equipment and rodent and rat infestation and insect infestation. So clearly there were lots of opportunities for bacteria to get on the food and grow in that peanut butter.
How much of this job should go to the FDA, and how much should go to the Department of Agriculture, or do we need, as the new secretary, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack said in an interview in Bloomberg News today, that we need a single agency? Should we break them up into its own agency?
Many people believe we do. The Agriculture Department regulates meat, for instance, and FDA the rest of the food supply. And that creates lots of contradictions. For instance, FDA regulates cheese pizza and USDA pepperoni pizza. And people think that those kinds of distinctions are essentially nuts.
Well, good way to point it. But the FDA has also had trouble with the regulating drugs, and that's its other part. And you know, and some drugs have slipped through the safety net, like Vioxx.
That's right. That's a very controversial issue because the drug industry is concerned that FDA is becoming too cautious, too conservative, slowing down on approving new drugs, whereas many patient and consumer groups and members of Congress are pointing to examples like Vioxx and saying, well, FDA's getting these drugs on the market too fast. They need to slow down, look more at the data, and be more cautious. So the agency's caught between these two competing priorities.
Mm-hmm. And would you think that that's one of the reasons we haven't had an FDA commissioner appointed yet?
That's been a huge problem. The FDA went more than half of the Bush administration without a permanent commissioner, and now the Obama folks are looking for someone, but you need someone with so many different skills that it may be slowing down their search.
And who would want to take the job?
Well, that's true, too. You're going into an agency with tremendous controversies, big funding problems, and a lack of confidence in Congress right now that FDA can do its job.
Mm-hmm. How much do you estimate an overhaul of the FDA would cost, and how would you go about doing that?
Well, the agency's actually lost about 1,000 people in the last 15 years, so you'd first have to replace those, and that would cost several hundred million dollars. Then you've got to actually build the agency from there. So it probably needs roughly a doubling of its budget.
Mm-hmm. And is it part of the stimulus package at all?
No, they didn't get any money in that. But then again, the stimulus was more for, or at least allegedly, for infrastructure improvements, whereas FDA needs inspectors, scientists, people actually to do the work.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about one of the shortcomings we hear frequently about the FDA is food imports, food and drug imports, and we've seen so many cases of the toxicity leaking through the system.
Yeah, it's a huge problem, Ira. About 15% of our food supply is coming from overseas now, and for some foods like garlic preparations, apple juice, seafood. Many of our food preservatives, 60, 70, 80% are coming from countries like China, where they don't have a regulatory system. And then FDA doesn't have the capacity to examine those foods when they arrive here. So you've got a situation in which these foods are coming from third world countries with no regulation. And we saw examples last year. You remember the melamine in pet food.
Sure.
And of course, the seafood laced with antibiotics. And then last year, there was the contaminated heparin. So these examples are getting worse, and they pose a really big risk, in my view, to our population.
Mm-hmm. And we have very few and very little of that, you're saying, ever gets inspected.
Right.
Give us an idea of how much that, what percentage does?
Yeah, it's pretty bad, Ira. They inspect at the port 0.6% of imported foods and drugs.
0.6%? Not even 1%.
Not even 1%. Getting. They don't have the people. They have the same number of inspectors they had 20 years ago, and the rate of imports has gone from just a few hundred thousand a year to 20 million a year.
Mm-hmm. What about the role of science at the FDA now? Has the scientific integrity gone down? What happens there?
There have been allegations that science has become subordinated FDA to political considerations. You know, I'm sure you're recognizing that with Dr. Hansen at NASA and global
right.
warming issues and other
right.
examples. And FDA's not been immune to that accusation either. There was a drug called Plan B, a morning after
right.
pill that was
right.
Allegedly the political influences kept that from being approved. And there have been other similar concerns raised at FDA that the scientists are no longer making the decisions at FDA. They are being made at higher levels by non-scientists with more of a political point of view in mind.
Considering what Secretary Vilsack wants and what the president has talked about, does it look like a new single agency is on the horizon here?
I think that will be a debate. As you mentioned, Ms. DeLauro will be pushing that. The problem is to break up the nation's oldest consumer protection agency and create this new thing that you're not sure about. It has its own risk. And you could spend years just doing the reorganization and not actually fixing the problem.
Mm-hmm. Larry asks in Second Life, is criminal liability for lack of due diligence a factor?
for FDA. Mm-hmm. I don't think it is for FDA, but certainly there are cases where regulated entities have that raised. And, of course, we see that now with the peanut butter example, where the firm is being investigated for criminal liability and may well end up being charged.
1-800-989-8255, talking with Bill Hubbard. Mary in Tucson. Hi, welcome to Science Friday.
Hi, thank you. I have three quick points, which I'll try and summarize fast. First of all, it seems like there's less regulation here than we have in our restaurants, which is a little scary to me because we as consumers trust products we buy off the shelves far more than we trust a meal we're served at a fast food restaurant, and yet it seems like they're being inspected less often and violations are taken less harshly. A restaurant found with mice and roaches would be shut down.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we had that here in New York. Yeah.
Exactly. I also have a question about what you were talking about with drugs versus food. With pharmaceuticals being such a much larger industry now than it is elsewhere, I would like an opinion on separating the two, pharmaceuticals and food, as two separate regulatory agencies. And then lastly, as for imports, I'm a certified nursing assistant. If I want to take my trade to another state, I either have to prove that my qualifications meet the standards for the new state or pay for a new test and pass those qualifications. And yet it doesn't seem like that's taking place if 0.6% are actually being tested to make sure that they meet the same standards that we hold within our own borders.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to hear about that, and I'll take your comments off the air. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Let's work backwards on that because we don't have that much time. I think we covered one already about breaking up the agency. But what about those ports she was talking about? Is it even possible to contemplate what she's asking for?
No, but what you really need to do to solve the import problem is say to these foreign countries, you need to produce safe food and demonstrate to us how you're producing safe food before you ever even put it on the boat to the United States. And then FDA needs to be empowered to go over there and check out those facilities and make sure they're following the highest scientific standards.
Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of money then. I mean,
that's
diplomacy, that's foreign policy, that's a lot of different things in one ball of wax.
Right. You can't do good science and good regulation on the cheap, Ira. That's the problem. You've got to spend some money. You know, we're only spending a couple of cents per person in this country on FDA now. I think people would spend another penny.
Yeah, I do too.
To have a stronger FDA.
I do too. Talking about the FDA this hour on Science Friday from NPR News. With Bill Hubbard, just have a couple of more minutes to talk to you about it. What would you tackle first? I mean, do you think if the FDA were in better shape, for example, this fiasco with the peanut butter could have been avoided?
Absolutely. I think if FDA had the manpower, it would have been in that facility. It would have clearly have seen those problems, and it would have told that firm it needed to correct them. So to me, the lack of funding is integral to whatever solution you come up with. I mean, you certainly need better science and better technology, but without the people to implement it, you just can't make much progress.
Mm-hmm. And so hiring more people would be at the top of the agenda if you had to write up.
Yeah, I think it would have to be because if nothing else, you just need to replace the people the agency's lost in recent years to bring them back to where they were.
Mm-hmm. And you might be able to do that without breaking it up. In other words,
well,
it's regulation,
yeah,
food and drugs.
I think the folks that argue for breaking it up have some strong arguments. For one thing, Ira, the drug industry has gotten a lot of attention. They're a very squeaky wheel. If drugs don't get on the market, if patients don't get their treatments, that gets a lot of attention. So the food safety side of FDA has tended to suffer in comparison to the priorities of drugs.
Mm-hmm. I want to thank you, Bill, for taking time to be with us.
You're welcome, Ira.
Have a good weekend. Bill Hubbard is former Associate Commissioner for Policy and Planning at the Food and Drug Administration. He's also an advisor to the Alliance for Stronger FDA.